Burundi's army spokesman, Colonel Adolphe Munirakiza, said it's been agreed that a battalion of Burundian peacekeepers will be airlifted to Somalia next month, following a visit to Burundi by African Union officials.
There was a mission of UA in our country, and they accepted that we could send troops at the end of July.
Despite promises from numerous African countries, Uganda is the only one so far to have sent troops to Somalia to serve under the African mission to Somalia. The United Nations Security Council approved the deployment of an African Union peacekeeping force for Somalia in February. It conceived an 8,000-strong force with a mandate to help stabilize Somalia, where insurgents are fighting Somali and Ethiopian government forces. Although Nigeria, Ghana and Malawi pledged troops, only 1,500 Ugandans have actually been deployed. On Saturday, the United Nations Security Council will meet with the African Union Peace and Security Council to discuss why African countries have been so slow to send troops. The UNAU meeting in the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa is the first stop on the UN Security Council's five-nation tour of Africa in support of ongoing peace efforts across the continent. Meanwhile, the United States is giving financial assistance to the Somali peace process. On Friday, U.S. Ambassador to Kenya, Michael Ranneberger, signed a two-year development aid agreement for Somalia. This includes $1.25 million specifically for National Reconciliation Congress. On Wednesday, it was announced that the Congress would be postponed until July 15th. Despite the delays, Ambassador Ranneberger is optimistic about Somali peace efforts.
The United States, really at the highest levels of the U.S. government, really believes this is an unparalleled opportunity to achieve peace and a stable future for Somalia, which has suffered from chaos and civil war for almost two decades. I think we're seeing the Somali people rally around the theme of national reconciliation. We are seeing outreach by the transitional federal government to broad cross sections of clans and subclans.
If the political situation in Somalia improves, the UN Security Council said Thursday, it may authorize a UN peacekeeping force to take over from the African Union. Katie Magiro for VOA News, Nairobi.